is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of The Walking Dead Recap Show. I'm going to be talking about my feels, my reaction to a couple of episodes. I've been a little behind. Family, work, it's got me a little crazy. But I'm back. The Walking Dead Ghosts, episode 3 of season 10, aired on October 20th. And I've got my notes here, and I've got a little a few things here that I want to get my feels out on for you guys. Let me know in the comments, wherever you're listening to this, if you felt the same or if it was different. But we'll start off with the beginning of the episode where it was like nonstop hours of killing zombies, like 44 hours. It was like crazy. The beginning was nuts. It was non-freaking stop. And then, of course, we hit, the 49th hour, more zombies attacking Alexandria, which personally I feel it has to be the Whisperers, but I could be wrong, but I feel my gut. I'm thinking it's the Whispers. Negan and Aaron's whole scene, their whole story, I really enjoyed. Negan messing with Aaron's stump was freaking hilarious. And then as they got back to in the forest and they were killing zombies and stuff like that, I think them going at it back and forth, tit for tat, was great. It was a great scene. Lately, I'm not going to lie, I don't know about y'all out there, but I have not been a fan of Aaron. I was a fan of Aaron in the beginning, but lately he's just, and I know, he's hurting, and he's taking it out on everybody, including Negan, but I don't know, Aaron better get his crap together. But Negan giving him that speech, woo! And then when Aaron brought up his wife, I was like, oh, dude, okay, like you are going to get in some serious trouble right there if you mess with the man's wife. I really thought he was going to punch him in the face, but he didn't. And you could tell right there, he's changed. Negan is changing for the best. And old Negan would have just hit him with the crowbar and beat him up and chopped off his other hand. But no, he walked away with that. But I think the scenes with them two are great. Anything with Negan is awesome because he's just so good. So good. Let's see what else. The goo goo juice, I mean, the plant that got into his eyes and blinded him. Oh, yeah. I mean, Negan could have left him. Negan could have killed him, but he didn't. He could have easily killed him and said a zombie got him and gone back to the crew. But he didn't. He helped him. Hello, he's changing, you idiots. Let's see what else. Carol's whole thing. Now, Carol and these pills. I know she's taking these pills not to to sleep and everything else, because I'm assuming that every time she does sleep, she has these bad, bad dreams that she doesn't want to have. So she's kind of like these dreams are like Freddy Krueger, right? And they're trying to get her. So she's trying to stay awake as long as possible, and which is totally messing with her mind. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Watching this episode, I was like, wait a second, is this real or is this fake, Carol? Because now I feel like I'm hooked on your pills. So I couldn't tell if which way it was coming. So I'm guessing, like when she was hanging upside down, she cut herself because then she woke up and she had killed them all. I don't know. I'm so confused. But I thought that was great. And then she killed that Whisperer. Now I'm wondering, is that Whisperer going to get back and they're going to find out she got stabbed and then they're going to blame her? Or did it show that she was there, that she did see Whisperers, even though everybody wasn't believing her? Well, Michonne wasn't believing her, and a little slight of Daryl. I think Daryl does believe her, but I don't know, the pills he thinks might be adding to it, but it just showed that the Whisperer was there and that Carol was watching and seeing everything that she was saying. So, I don't know. Either way, I thought this episode was really, really good. Having everybody, these little individual stories. I'm not going to lie, in the beginning of last week's episode, I was like, these stories, I just want to see the fight. I hope they don't drag this whole Whisperer fight thing like they did with Negan and Rick. Like, that was just such a long time to get them to go at it. So, I don't know. How do y'all feel about it? Feel free to leave a comment wherever you're listening to this, but I enjoyed the episode. I really, truly did. So that's it for another episode, another reaction of The Walking Dead Recap Show. It is available on iTunes if you want to stay connected that way. You can check out iWatchMike.com. That's my blog. My Twitter is Mike the Movie Guy. Everything's on my blog. Coming up next, another episode of The Walking Dead. Right now. Next. Don't go nowhere.